Today we continue from Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 13 to 18.
今個星期我哋繼續係睇尼希米記八章十三至十八節。
Now someone says that joy is the byproduct of obedience.
有啲人會係認為喜樂係順服嘅副產品。
You know, in celebration, it is to be with joy.
在欢庆的时候，我们必然是欢喜快乐。
And worship itself is supposed to be a joyful occasion.
敬拜本身是应该是一个喜乐的情况。
Because we come to celebrate and worship God because of the hope He has given us in Christ Jesus.
因为我们是欢庆，庆祝我们在主耶稣里面对将来有的盼望。
And if you just talk about obedience,it is meaningless unless it is done with joy.
如果是只是讲顺服的话，而没有讲喜乐的话，是没有意思。
Because joy, obedience can be done just as a duty.
因为顺服可以是出于责任这样去顺服。
And often as a duty, there is no joy in it.
作为一个责任是没有喜乐在里面。
Give you an example.
例如
if your parents ask you to do this,
如果父母去吩咐你做一件事
and you don't like to do it,
而你不喜欢做
but you have to do it,
但你必须要做
and when you are doing it, you are unhappy inside.
咁做紧嘅时候，内心就系好唔开心
but if you do it happily,
但系如果系好喜乐咁样做嘅时候
you make your parents happy,
你亦都系让到父母喜乐
and you will be happy too.
你自己都会快乐
because mom and dad will pat you on the back and say good boy.
因为父母会赞你啊，好孩子。
Just like my dog, when he listen, I say good boy.
好似我嘅狗听我说话嘅时候就话啊，好好狗。
You know, last week we saw God's people being told to exchange their tears for their tears of repentance for tears of joy.
上一周就提到以色列人被吩咐要将悔改嘅眼泪换成喜乐嘅眼泪。
This is after they were revived by the word of God that Ezra spoke to them.
是被神的话语，是通过以斯拉教导的神的话语去恢复过来。
And here in the second half of chapter 8, they ask Nehemiah, now what can we do to please the Lord?
咁第八章的下半部分就问尼希米，究竟是要应该做啲乜嘢嚟到去讨神的喜悦呢？
And Nehemiah told them that,There is a festival called the Festival of Booth that you are to celebrate.
尼希米就告诉他们那班子民，那班人就是有这个住棚节要去过。
And you can please God by celebrating this festival.
你可以是度过这个的住棚节去讨神的喜悦。
And this festival is instructed by God to their forefathers that they are to do it.
是神吩咐他们的这班子民的先祖去要这样做。
Because he has delivered them from their slavery in Egypt.
因为神将他们那班子民由埃及那里拯救出来。
And when they came out and they went into the wilderness, they lived in tents.
他们由埃及出来的时候去到旷野的时候就是住在棚里面。
And so on this festival, they are to build tents and live in it to remember God's deliverance of them.
因此在这个节期里面他们就要住在棚里去纪念当时神拯救他们出来。
And it is the appropriate time to do so.
是合宜的时间去这样做。
Especially when they are being delivered out of Babylon.
尤其是当他们刚刚由巴比伦那里被拯救出来。
And so this is what the festival of Booth is about.
这个住棚节就是这样。
And we celebrate Christmas.
我们就是庆祝圣诞节。
We worship every Sunday.
我们每个周日都是来主日崇拜。
It's all in remembrance of what Christ did on the cross to deliver us from our sins.
是纪念主耶稣基督在十字架上面是将我们从罪中拯救出来。
And it is appropriate for us to do so as well.
是也都是很合宜的。
And do it with joy.
而且是喜乐地去做。
And so starting my first point, it's God's deliverance.
第一点是神的拯救。
Let's ask Spencer to read for us verse 13 to 15.
第13至15节，尼希米记八章13至15节。 次日众民的族长、祭司和利未人都聚集到文士以斯拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。他们见律法上写着耶和华藉摩西吩咐以色列人要在七月节住棚，并要在各城和耶路撒冷宣传报告说，你们当上山将橄榄树、野橄榄树、番石榴树、棕树和各样茂密树的枝子取来，照着所写的搭棚。
Thank you. And so they are to do as it is written,
是要照着律法书上面写着这样去做，
to celebrate the festival,
去过这个住棚节。
And it tells us that it's the second day of the seventh month,
是七月的第二日。
And the heads of the families together with the priests and the Levites, they all gathered to listen to Ezra's instruction.
族长、祭司和利未人都聚集在以色列前面那里，要听律法书上面的说话。
And it says they give attention to the words of the law.
是要留心听律法上的话。
And they, when they heard it, they asked, what should we do to please him?
当他们听了之后，就问我们要怎样去讨神的喜悦呢？
What they hear created a response in them that they wanted to please God.
他们听了律法书上面的话，就在内心产生一个回应，是怎样去讨神的喜悦。
See, the desire was to please God.
这个渴望就是去渴望讨神的喜悦。
Not the teacher who taught them the law.
而不是讨那些教导他们律法的人的喜悦。
Which we often do.
我们很多时都是这样。
We like to please the teacher.
我们想去讨老师的喜悦。
Right, when you were young, you go to school, right?You want to please your teacher.
我们在上学的时候，在上学的时候，会想讨老师的喜悦，是吗？
But here, he wanted to please God. They wanted to please God.
但在这里，这班子民是想讨神的喜悦。
And we have this habit of wanting to please man more than God.
而我们也在里面很多时候都是喜欢取悦人多过取悦神。
Whereas God's people should be pleasing God.
但神的子民是应该是讨神的喜悦。
So Ezra told them that God has this instruction in Leviticus chapter 23.
而以斯拉就是告诉他们关于这个利未记的一部分，是讲到这个住棚节的教导。
Where God instructed them to celebrate this festival.
利未记二十三章那里提到是住棚节怎样应该怎样过。
And they can please God by obeying this command.
是遵守这个诫命去讨神的喜悦。
You know, in Hebrew, what is translated for us in English as booth and sometimes tent or tabernacle is the word sukkoth.
在希伯来文 ,sukkoth 这个字是在翻译为是棚、帐篷或者会幕。
And it was celebrated on the 15th day of the seventh month along with the days of rest, special offerings, feasting on newly harvested fruits,and living in tents for 7 days a week.
是在7月15号那里举行的这个节期，是有安息、献祭和享用新鲜收割的水果，还有是7日住在棚里面。
And so after the 7 days, which is the 21st day of the seventh month, there is a closing ceremony we read in verse 18.
7月21号，即是第7日的时候，就在第18节我们看到有一个严肃会作结。
And this feast, as I mentioned, is toRemember what God did for their forefathers while He took them out of Egypt.
这个节期是纪念神是怎样去拯救了他们的先祖，是离开埃及这个地方。
Where they had no place called home but to build tents to live in it.
当时他们没有一个地方是可以称作家，只能够是住在棚里面。
And now they are delivered from Babylon and coming back toTheir homeland, Jerusalem, it's appropriate for them to remember God and celebrate this feast.
现在经文那里，他们就由巴比伦那里出来，回到他们的家乡那里，那就是很适切的时间去庆祝这个节日。
And last week, particularly, we hear Ezra telling them, don't cry anymore, but rejoice and celebrate joyfully.
上一周我们看到以斯拉告诉他们不要再哀哭，要欢喜快乐。
And I talk about how we worship as a congregation, oftentimes without joy.
也都提到有很多时候我们作为会众一起敬拜的时候，我们是没有喜乐。
You know, Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Junior, actually. Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr.
Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr.
Anyone know who he is?
他是哪一位呢?
He's actually a U.S. Supreme Court judge.
他曾经是美国最高法院大法官.
And this is what he says.
他是这样说,
he said, I might have entered the ministry if certain clergymen I knew had not looked and acted so much like undertakers.
若果不是某些我认识的神职人员的样子和行为,好像做殡仪的那样, 我都可能进入了侍奉神的行列。
So we have a problem, right, clergymen?
变成是我们神职人员有个问题了,是不是?
We have the least joy in us.
我们在内是最没有喜乐。
And he stumbled Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. If not, he would have become a great preacher and pastor of his time.
这个让到 Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. 去跌倒，咁啊冇办法去进入呢个神职人员嘅行列。
But it's not only clergymen, but also Christians alike.
唔单止系神职人员，而且系基督徒，亦都系一样。
We lost the joy of our salvation.
我哋冇咗得到救恩嘅呢份嘅喜乐。
And we see this again in the time when we are worshiping Him.
我哋系成日都会见到，系喺敬拜嘅时候。
You know, we don't like the charismatics.
我哋唔中意灵恩派
because of their emphasis on the Holy Spirit.
因为佢哋强调圣灵。
But when you see them worship, they worship Him with joy.
但当见到佢哋崇拜敬拜嘅时候，佢哋系好喜乐嘅敬拜。
And that was what attracted me to Christianity in the first place.
这个是吸引了我去接触基督教的第一个地方。
Because I see them so joyful.
因为我见到他们的喜乐。
And I want to be like them.
而我亦都好想好似他们那样。
You know, just by our joy alone, we can attract people to Christ.
单凭我们的喜乐就已经可以吸引人去到基督的面前。
Because they will start asking questions, where did their joy come from?
因为他们会开始问,你的喜乐在哪里来的呢?
And our joy comes from because we know we are delivered by Christ Jesus.
我们的喜乐来是知道是因为我们是被耶稣基督所拯救出来。
And so as they gather to celebrate the feast, as Ezra instructed them,
当他们按着以斯拉的教导这样去一起过节的时候,
their tears of repentance became tears of joy.
他们悔改的眼泪就转成喜乐的眼泪。
They heard the word and they did as the word tells them to do.
他们听到神的话语就去跟从神的话语去这样做。
You know, obeying the words of God after hearing it is not a natural thing for many people.
听了神的话语去遵行，对很多人来说不是一件自然发生的事。
Because hearing does not necessarily lead to obeying God's word.
因为听到神的话语并不一定代表这个遵行神的话语。
Because God's word sometimes is not nice to hear.
因为神的话语有很多时候很难听进去。
Because in the beginning when Ezra preached, he was telling them of their sins.
因为以色列在宣读律法书的时候是提及到那些人的罪。
And when they were convicted, they repented.
当他们被指责的时候，他们就悔改。
They cried.
他们哭。
And then, because of their repentance, Ezra told them, don't cry anymore. You have repented already. Now celebrate the deliverance God has given to you.
因为他们的懊悔，他们的悔改, 以斯拉就告诉他们, 不要再哭泣，你要喜乐。
And so they asked, what can I do? What can we do to please him?
那班子民就问，究竟怎么做些什么才可以讨神的喜悦呢?
You see, there's a progression from repentance to joy and wanting to please God.
见得到是怎么样是有一个进程，由悔改到去问怎么样去讨神的喜悦。
And today we preach the gospel by just telling people, God forgive you a sin, and we don't talk about repentance.
我们只是告诉神已经宽恕了你的罪了，但是就没有讲到悔改。
Oh, God loves you, God cares for you, but we don't tell them, acknowledge your sin before God so that God can deliver you.
我们只是讲到神爱你，神拯救你，但是就没有提到你要在神面前去悔改，神就宽恕。
Because when there is no this progression going on, how can they celebrate with joy?
若没有这个悔改的进程，他们又怎能够去很喜乐的这样去欢庆呢？
How can they understand it's because of the deliverance of God for their sins? Then they understand and they can rejoice from their hearts.
他们怎能够因为明白到神的拯救和宽恕而在心里涌出来的喜乐呢？
But how do we differentiate between what God's word say and what men say God's word says?
而我们怎样能够分别人的说话和神讲的说话呢？
You know, it's easy if it is clearly that it is what is only men saying it.
如果是和圣经的不相符的，就很容易分别出来。
But it is difficult when men misquote or takes it out of context to justify and rationalize their sins.
但若果是胡乱引用、扭曲了经文去解释、去合理化自己的罪，
because of their own selfish reasons and desires.
是因着他们自己的个人的理由、个人的渴望。
And this is nothing new.
这个不是新的事。
Because Satan did it when he tempted Jesus.
因为撒旦在试探耶稣的时候也是这样做。
He takes God's word and he twisted it and interpreted it according to his desire and wishes.
他用神的话语扭曲，然后去胡乱解释，去为到他自己私自 的缘故。
And that's the difficult part to distinguish between what is man's word and what is really God's word.
这一种的情况就较难分辨，究竟是神的话语，抑或是人讲的说话。
You know, someone says this.
有人是这么讲。
Healthy faith uses scriptures to challenge itself.
健康的信仰是用经文去挑战自己所信的，
not justify itself.
而不是去合理化自己所信的。
And therefore, it's important for us to know the scripture well.
因此我们要必须要好好地去认识圣经，
in order to discern any misuse or abuse of the scriptures.
以致去能够分别任何误用或者滥用经文，
and thereby be deceived by those who twist the word of God to suit themselves.
而繼而是會不小心被人 去扭曲經文 去被人騙。
And Christians, particular people like me,
尤其是基督徒好像我這樣，
no, people who preach and teach the word of God,
尤其是那些傳講神的話語的人，
we must handle the word of God carefully.
我們必須要小心地 去處理神的話語。
We may not always handle it correctly.
我們未必是能夠常常是正確地這樣去處理。
Because we are human also.
因为我们都是人。
Therefore, we have to be humble.
因此我们必须要谦卑。
And not dogmatic.
而不是是教条主义这样。
Because there are a lot of pastors, preachers who are dogmatic on their position.
因为有很多很多的牧师或者是传道人，他们是对于他们的立场是很有这个是教条主义。
They forgot that all their interpretation is man-made.
他们忘记了他们所解经的是人造。
Unless the Holy Spirit is working, they can be wrong.
除非圣灵是工作紧，否则他们可以是错。
Because the Holy Spirit will take whatever right or wrong things they say and turn it for good.
因为圣灵会用，无论是他们讲得对或者讲得错，是会变成一样好的事。
That is to change this person's heart around to acknowledge God as God.
改变人的心，让那个人的心是承认神就是神。
But if it's just man's mere word and power and persuasion, it doesn't do a thing.
但若果是只是出于人的意思的话，他是不能够做任何工作。
And on the part of us as listeners, we must be like the Bereans.
而我们作为听众的，就必须要好像庇利亚的人那样。
Verify what they say for yourself in the scriptures.
去查考圣经，是看看是对定不对。
Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you whether this is right or wrong.
去求问圣灵，去对你说话，去证明这个是对定不对。
Because Jesus Christ said the word must set us free.
因为耶稣基督是说过，神的说话是应该是释放我们。
He said, when you know the truth will set you free.
当你认识真理，真理会释放你。
But man's word will put us in bondage.
但人的说话 会让你受捆绑。
And the Pharisees are those who interpret the word for their own selfish reasons and desire, and they put people in bondage.
法利赛人就是这样去为到自己一己私利、自己的意思去解经，是让人到去 让人去受捆绑。
Because men like to use, misuse and abuse God's word to put people under their control.
因为人系会误用或者滥用经文去控制一班人。
That's the sinful nature of men.
呢个就系人嘅罪性。
They want to control one another.
佢哋好想去控彼此嘅控制。
God wants to set us free.
神想释放我哋。
Because Jesus says, "When you know the truth will set you free."
耶稣提及当你认识真理嘅时候，真理会释放你。
And so when you are truly free, you can celebrate with joy.
当你真系被释放嘅时候，你就系可以好喜乐咁样去庆系欢庆。
You know why you are celebrating.
你知道系点解？你知道点解要欢庆
？And not just following people in singing and worshiping God without understanding.What you are doing.
而不是单单跟着其他人这样去唱这样去欢庆而不明白
And we celebrate because of Jesus Christ coming into this world to deliver us from our sin.
我们欢喜快乐是因为耶稣基督来世上去拯救世人
And if that's happening in our life, it will translate into obedience.
如果这个是在我们生命中发生的时候就会转化成为顺服
And that obedience will result in even more joy.
而这个顺服亦都会带来更多的快乐。
You see, God's word is not only to be heard.
神的话语不是只是听。
It must be obeyed.
而是要遵行。
And in order to obey God's word, you must understand it.
而要遵行的话你必须首先是明白。
You know, we always quote this verse.From the prophet Samuel.
我哋成日都系咁样去引用一段嘅经文
，where Samuel says, "Obedience is better than sacrifice." He tells David.
撒母耳记嗰度提到，听命胜于献祭。
You see, a lot of us here can claim that we make sacrifices for God, or make a lot of sacrifices for the Lord.
我哋好多时都会系话自己系几咁献上咗，为神摆上咗几多，献上咗几多。
But are they really sacrifices?
但那些是不是真的献祭来的呢
Even if they are, God still wants your obedience more than your sacrifice.
如果真的的话神也是更加是希望你的听命是多过你的献祭。
Let's read 16 to 18.
我们一起看第16节至第18节。于是百姓出去取了树枝来各人在自己的房顶上或院内或神殿的院内或水门的宽阔处或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚，从老道之地归回的全会众就搭棚，住在棚里。从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候，直到这日，以色列人没有这样行。于是众人大大喜乐。从头一天到末一天，以色列每日念神的律法书，众人守节七日，第八日照例有严肃会。
Obedience more than is better than sacrifice, particularly when you read verse 16.
听命胜于献祭，尤其当你读到第十六节嘅时候
，Ezra told them go out to the hills and cut down all the branches of this all the different trees and bring it back。
以斯拉告诉百姓出去，将唔同嘅树嘅树枝斩落嚟，然之后带翻嚟。
And the goal is to build the tents that they are going to live in for that week。
个目的就系搭棚，就系住喺嗰度七日
，so that they can celebrate the feast of the booths。
去过住棚节。
And verse 16 tells us they did exactly as Ezra told them to do.
而十六节就记载到佢哋系做咗以斯拉吩咐佢哋做嘅。
You see, the goal of preaching or teaching is to solicit obedience for God.
讲道同埋教导嘅目的就系要请求听众嘅人去顺服神。
This was what Ezra did, and it led to the people asking him, "What must we do to please God?"
这个就是以斯拉所做的而是让到百姓去问以斯拉究竟做些什么 去取悦神。
And then in obedience to Ezra's instruction, they went and brought back all these branches so that they can build booths on their own roofs.
而百姓就跟从以斯拉所吩咐的就去将那些树枝斩下来去整这些帐篷。
The obedience is better than sacrifice.
听命是胜于献祭。
But we often mistake sacrifice as obedience.
但我哋好多时就当咗献祭就系当系顺服。
And so we just make sacrifices of all kinds and of all ways.
我哋係用好多方法、好多嘅嘢去獻俾神。
But our heart is not really into obeying God.
但我哋嘅心唔係想順服神。
It's just doing it out of duty because we claim we love God.
係出於責任嘅去咁樣做，因為我哋聲稱我哋係愛神。
And there are people who will give away millions and they think it is a sacrifice that will please God.
有啲人係會幾百萬咁樣去捐出嚟，就係覺得係咁樣就係為神所作嘅獻祭。
In fact, I have a friend in Singapore, a pastor's friend, who has a son with a medical condition.
我有一個喺新加坡嘅一個牧者嘅朋友，佢係有一個兒子係有一個嘅身體嘅情況。
And the medical condition is a long-term thing.
这个病是一个长期的病。
So a church member of his gave him 2.4 million Singapore dollars for this child's medical care.
他教会有个弟兄就捐了240万出来是给了他的儿子去医病。
She might think that it is a sacrifice.
他可能觉得这个是一个献上。
But she's worth more than 2.4 million.
是超过240万。
She's only giving a part of what she has.
但她是给了是她所拥有的一部分。
Is that really a sacrifice?
这个是不是一个的牺牲呢?
She's giving out of her plentifulness and not all of what she has.
她是献上她的丰富，但她不是献上她的全部。
Because when we talk about sacrifice, it means giving up all.
因为提到牺牲的时候就是全然的献上。
And the best example is Abraham.
最好的就是例子就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham had one only son by Sarah.
亚伯拉罕是通过莎拉是有一个独生子。
He may have a second son earlier with his maid, but that in God's eye does not count.
之前可能同另一个女人有另一个仔，但系嗰个喺神眼中系唔计。
Because that is not the promised child of God to Abraham.
因为以撒系通过神嘅应许系所生嘅。
And God asked him offer this up to me.
而神系吩咐佢将以撒去献俾神。
And Abraham, without question, brought his son up the hill.
亚伯拉罕就带了没问到问题就带了他的儿子上山
and was about to offer him when God stopped him.
他将要是将儿子献上神就制止
Abraham was giving all that he has.
亚伯拉罕是将他全然的他将他所有的献上
This is what it means by sacrifice.
这个就是牺牲的意思
And Jesus Christ, the only Son of God,
耶稣是神的独生子
is the ultimate sacrifice God gives to us.
是神终极的一个的牺牲是给我们。
And this is what sacrifice means in the Bible.
这个是牺牲在圣经里面的意思。
But God still prefers for us to obey Him.
神是想希望是更加是希望我们去听从。
God is happy with His Son Jesus Christ for His sacrifice because it was in obedience to Him.
神是喜悦耶稣基督的牺牲，因为这个是顺服神的意思而去做。
God was pleased with Abraham's sacrifice because he obeyed God's instruction.
神是喜悦亚伯拉罕的献上，因为这个是出于顺服。
And as I said earlier, obedience brings joy.
而之前也提到这个顺服是带来喜乐。
And it is also the reason for having joy.
这个也是喜乐的理由。
Jesus told a parable about a father who asked his two sons to work in the vineyard.
耶稣讲过一个比喻，就是有两个儿子，他告诉那个有一个人是告诉两个儿子出去园里工作。
The first son refused and but later regretted and went to do it.
第一个儿子起先是拒绝了，但是之后后悔就去了去做。
The second son promised, but he didn't do it.
第二个儿子就去应承去做，但系最终冇做。
He heard, he promised, but he didn't do it.
佢听到佢应承咗，但系冇做。
The son heard it, Didn't want to do it, but later regretted and went do it.
第一個仔聽到唔想去做，但係後來後悔之後就做。
Who do you think the father is pleased with?
你覺得嗰個父親係喜悅邊一個兒子呢
？Of course, the first one.
當然就係第一個仔啦。
Because he obeyed his instruction.
因為佢遵行咗父親嘅吩咐。
He's not happy with the one who promised and did not do it.
佢唔喜悅嗰個淨係應承咗但係冇去做嗰位。
You know, it's a good thing to make promises.
係去應承人係一件事。
But promises doesn't mean obedience until it is obeyed.
但應承咗唔一定等於順服，直至真係做咗出嚟先至係。
Therefore, the question for us is, what kind of promises have you made to God?
因此個問題就係問你喺神面前係作過咩應承過咩嘢呢
？Are you obeying Him or have you forgotten about it?
係有冇去順服去遵行，定係唔記得咗呢
？And the Word of God specifically said to the Hebrew writer is that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
希伯來書嗰度提到，沒有信就不能得神的喜悅。
And all the things that I've said earlier points to this because when you obey God, it is by faith and not by calculation.
而喺呢度信服系靠着信心，而唔系靠着去计算。
You know, we Chinese are good at you know looking through everything before we actually do something.
我哋中国人好叻，系识得去计算过一切，然后先去作一个决定。
Right?
系咪
？Because we don't want to lose out.
因为唔想蚀底。
We want to make sure that we have more gains than what we put out.
因为我哋想攞翻嚟嘅多过我哋付出嘅。
And that's what we call a calculated faith.
呢个就系我哋叫做计算嘅信心。
But faith is totally trusting God, no matter what you think the outcome will be or will not be.
但信心嘅就系相信神，就系无论个结果系点样样都好。
If God calls you to do something,
如果神呼召你去做一件事
will you sit down and calculate it first before you say yes, I'll do it?
你会唔会坐低计算过，然后先会去应承去做呢
？Or will you just go do it?
定系即刻去出去就做呢
？You know, when God calls me,
当神呼召我嘅时候
，I also am like that.
我亦都系咁样样。
You know, I calculate.
去計算
I calculate not because of the returns or the gain, but I calculate because I'm going to lose out. I cannot do this and that I did before.
我係計算我係咁樣做嘅時候就唔能夠做呢樣嗰樣咁樣，好似以前咁。
I cannot go nightclubs. I cannot drink. I cannot womanize anymore.
我唔可以去嗰啲嘅酒吧，我唔可以去飲酒等等。
And so I struggle.
咁我就係好有掙扎。
Until God convicted me.
但神係責備我。
And I say, okay, I sacrifice all.
我就话好，我就系要全然嘅去牺牲
，to follow you and to serve you.
去跟从神，去侍奉神。
And it's what 30 years now?
系大概30年啦。
And I can tell you, I do not regret it.
我可以告诉大家，我冇后悔。
My life is richer than before when I was enjoying those things.
我的生命比之前更加的丰盛。
And so God will not disappoint you when you make sacrifices for Him.
当你是为神去作出牺牲的时候，神一定不会让你失望。
And so this should give you joy to do it more than doing it just as a duty.
因此这个是当你做的时候是出于这个喜乐这样去做，而不是出于责任这样去做。
Verses 17 to 18.
第17至第18节。
And Ezra here tells us that the forefathers, their forefathers, under the leadership of Joshua, when they came out of Egypt, they celebrate in the promised land with great joy, joy they have never experienced it before.
以斯拉就教导百姓，当时约书亚就带领嗰班子民出咗埃及嘅时候，就系去。带领咗佢哋到咗应许之地嘅时候，就佢哋有好大嘅喜乐，系之前冇经历过嘅。
And so, if you fully understand what God has done for you, that joy is beyond your understanding.
若你明白神所为你所作嘅时候，你所有嘅喜乐就系超乎一切嘅理解。
You will obey joyfully rather than dutifully.
你会是按喜乐地顺服，而不是出于责任咁样去顺服。
Do you ever see an obedient child in tears after they obey their parents?
你有冇见过一个听从父母去行嘅小孩子去系流泪嘅咧
？No，
冇。
The child actually will be happy.
嗰个小孩子必定会系好喜乐嘅。
Because as I say, the mom and dad are praising him for obeying them.
因为爸爸妈妈都会赞佢系乖孩子。
A disobedient child who does it out of duty will be crying instead.
一个唔听话嘅孩子就会系喺度喊。
Because he's not happy doing it.
因为做嘅时候好唔开心。
Right? We see our children, we see ourselves even when we are young doing that.
我哋睇到小孩子，我哋自己年幼嘅时候都系咁样。
Because we are forced to do it.
我哋系被逼去做一啲事。
And so we are not happy, and we are grumbling, and we are crying.
因此我哋喊，我哋唔开心，我哋扭计。
Because mom and dad say, if you don't do it, I'm spank you, and so they do it dutifully.
因为爸爸妈咪话，如果你唔做，我就打你啦，所以就出于责任嘅缘故，就去逼自己去做。
See, when you obey God,
当你系咁样做嘅时候
，you'll be happy.
当你是顺服神的时候，你就会是喜乐。
And here we see that God's people were not only happy, but they were listening carefully to what Ezra was telling them.
神的子民是听到神的话语，神的子民是听到以斯拉的教导。
Verse 18, he says, day after day, from the first day to the last, they soak up what Ezra said.
经文提到，从头一天直到每一天，佢哋系吸收以斯拉所教导嘅。
You know, they saw the benefits of obeying God. They saw the benefits of understanding God's word. They were soaking up the word of God.
佢哋明白到去听从神嘅话语嘅好处，佢哋明白到明白神话语嘅好处，佢哋系吸收紧神嘅话语。
You know, doing it as a duty robs us of our joy.
顺服的时候 是出于责任这样去做，是让到我们没有喜乐。
And so we know we are expected to love God and we are to obey Him.
我们被期望是爱神，去遵行神的话。
So we trade it with sacrifice.
那我们就去用这个，我们就用这个的奉献上去换取。
And we think that sacrifice is obedience.
我哋以为献祭就是听命，就是遵行神的话语。
Have you ever hear people say this? Have you ever hear people say this?
有冇听过系其他人系咁讲
？Oh, I can contribute to this.
我可以系捐钱去呢个嘢度。
But I can attend the meetings.
但系我就唔去开会啦。
Right? That's a trade-off, a trading of your sacrifice to replace what God really wants you to do.
是用你所摆上的去换取，不用去听从神的话。
And the other thing that why we don't exhibit joy, because we fear of being criticized if we are too charismatic, so to speak, in our worship.
我们也是没有喜乐是另一个原因，因为我们怕被人批评是太过好像所谓灵恩。
And David was criticized for dancing in the street, right?
大卫是在街道跳舞很喜乐的时候，亦都是被批评，是不是
？By who？
是被边个批评
？His own wife。
是他的太太批评。
When he's celebrating God's deliverance, when he was victorious over his enemies。
当大卫欢庆神的拯救，同埋他得胜了敌人。
You know, the church itself is notorious.For not having not only no joy, but also plenty of conflicts.
教会本身是有很坏的名声，是因为没有喜乐，也都是内部有很多的纷争。
Because we criticize one another.
因为我们彼此的去批评。
Rather than we play together.
而不是一起的去玩去游戏。
We play all right, we play, but we play politics.
我们有玩，不过是玩政治。
We serve, yes, we serve.
我们有侍奉，是有服侍。
And we are good at serving.
我们是好懂得去服侍。
But we don't know how to work together.
但是我们不懂得去一起作工。
Because we want it our way.
因为我们想用自己的方法去做。
We even bully others to get our way.
我哋係橫行霸道咁樣去讓自己嘅方法去成就。
But when we play together, it brings joy.
但當我哋一係玩一係遊戲嘅時候，我哋就係有喜樂。
It strengthened that relationship.
係加強咗嘅人際嘅關係。
You know my son Dylan.
我嘅兒子 Dylan.
When he was young.
佢年幼嘅時候。
He's different when he was a teenager.
佢到十幾歲嘅時候就唔同。
I say my son Dylan is the woman in the house or the girl in the house.
我覺得我自己個仔好似個女咁樣樣喺屋企。
Because he talks more than the sisters.
因為佢比起佢嘅佢比起佢嘅姐姐係講得多嘢。
He every day chat 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 chat.
每一日都好多嘢講。
But the two girls are silent and are not as talkative as him.
但係兩個姐姐就比較靜啲。
And so one day we were visiting a member while we were in Canada, visiting a member who was hospitalized.
我哋喺加拿大嘅時候，有一天我哋去探望一個教會嘅成員。
And so we were waiting, and then Dylan was with us. And so there's a play area, and we asked let Dylan go and play there while waiting.
我哋喺醫院嗰度探望，當時 Dylan 要等我哋，就係醫院入邊有一個係俾小朋友玩嘅地方去等候我哋。
And then we saw him taking candy from a stranger.
我哋見到佢從一個陌生人手中去攞糖，
and we scolded him.
我哋就鬧佢。
Don't you remember we told you not to take candy from strangers?
你唔記得咗嗱？我話你唔好係從陌生人手中攞糖。
He said, "No, he's not a stranger."
佢話佢 Dylan 就話嗰個唔係陌生人啊。
He's my friend's father.
佢係我朋友嘅爸爸嚟
㗎。See, he was playing with this boy, and they became friends, and so it's okay for him to take from the father.Candy from the father.
佢同呢個細路仔玩，跟住就係成為咗朋友，跟住就係同呢個小朋友嘅爸爸去攞糖。
You know the point is when we play together, we fight less.
當個重點係當我哋一喺玩嘅時候，我哋就會打或者係爭鬥得少啲。
Because it strengthens our relationship.
因為呢個係讓到我哋嘅人際關係加強。
And then it helps us to face the challenges together in bad times.
当逆境来到的时候，就让到我们更加能够一起的面对这些挑战。
And even in bad times, you still can celebrate.
在逆境的时候，亦都是能够一起的欢喜快乐。
You still can have joy.
仍然有喜乐。
Because you have family, you have relatives.
因为有家人，有亲戚。
Author Leo Buscaglia.
一位作者 Leo Buscaglia,
he told about a story about his mother and their miserable dinner.
告诉一个故事关于佢妈妈同埋一个好痛苦嘅晚餐。
Because when they were having dinner, the father came back and told them that his company has gone bankrupt.
因为当佢哋食晚餐嘅时候，佢爸爸翻嚟话俾佢哋听，佢嘅公司就系面临破产。
And his partner ran away with the money.
他的生意伙伴就带同公司资产走了。
And upon hearing this, the mother went out, sold some jewelry to buy food for a sumptuous feast.
妈妈听到的时候就立刻出去将那些家里的一些珠宝卖了，然后买更多的东西去有一个大餐。
And the rest of the family members scolded her for doing so.
其他家人就闹她为什么要这样做。
But she said,
但是那个妈妈就这样
说， The time for joy is now.
现在是我们需要喜乐的时间，
When we need it most,
是我们最需要的，
Not next week,
而不是下个礼拜。
You know, you can have joy even in hard times.
在逆境的时候都可以有喜乐的时刻。
It's your choice.
是你的选择。
And so her courageous act rallied the family members together to face that bankruptcy.
她勇敢的行动就是团结了家人一起去面对这 个破产的情况。
You know, God has given us this gift called joy.
神系俾咗呢个喜乐俾我哋，
but we often don't use it.
但我哋好多时冇用到。
And we know we have this hope in Christ Jesus.
我哋知道我哋喺耶稣基督里边有盼望，
but yet we do not have it.
但我哋系冇，
or we don't want to use it.
我哋冇去用。
And God tells us to obey Him joyfully.
神系告诉我哋要喜乐嘅咁样去遵行。
And not dutifully,
而不是出于责任咁样。
But we still do it dutifully.
但我哋仍然系出于责任咁样去顺服。
See, we are to celebrate God's deliverance of us from our sins joyfully.
我哋必须要欢喜快乐嘅咁样去欢庆神系拯救咗我哋出嚟。
So how can we be joyful as Christians？
我哋作为基督徒点样去欢喜快乐呢
？I give you three things to think about。
有三点去思考。
In relation to our relationship with God and as a church，
关乎我哋系点样去同神呢个关系，同埋同教会嘅关系。
First of all, when you gather together, worship Him joyfully。
第一点系相聚嘅时候，我哋要喜乐嘅去敬拜神。
You know, express your heart gratitude in joy to Him as you worship Him。
去流露出，去表达出你对神嘅嗰个嘅感恩。
And secondly, when you hear Him speak to you through His Word, or when you read it in His Word, obey Him happily.
当听到神嘅话语，去遵行神嘅话语嘅时候，要欢喜快乐地去顺服神。
And when you serve Him together joyfully.
当侍奉嘅时候，系一起嘅侍奉，系喜乐嘅一起嘅侍奉神。
Don't do it as a duty.
不要出于责任咁样去做。
And so think about these three things.
要想下呢一三点。
Because when you get these things right,
当有呢个正确嘅认识嘅时候，
even it is the end of the times, like Revelation that we are reading, we still can have joy.
当到咗好似末世嘅时候，喺启示录所形容嘅情况嘅时候，我哋仍然能够有喜乐。
We can be faithful till the end.
我哋能够忠心到底。
Because Jesus Christ has given us victory over sin and death.
因为耶稣基督俾咗胜过罪恶同埋胜过死亡，
which robs us of our joy.
嗰啲罪同埋死亡就系去攞走咗我哋嘅喜乐。
He has brought the sun up for us in our darkness.
佢喺黑暗嘅时代，佢系将佢嘅儿子高举。
And there are many things in this world that will want to imitate what God is doing and give us false hope and false joy.
在这个世界有很多东西是模仿神所做的，去给我们假的喜乐和假的盼望。
The joy you think that you're doing this, the joy of doing that, you think they are all good, but it's not better than what God has given to us.
去做呢件事或者做嗰样事所俾到嘅喜乐，系同神嘅所俾嘅喜乐系唔同，系冇得比。
I once used to think that way。
我以前亦都系咁样去谂。
I thought drugs, drinks, woman, money, all can bring me joy。
我以为女人、钱、酒或者毒品能够带俾我快乐。
But they brought me more sorrow than joy。
但佢呢啲嘢带嚟嘅更加忧愁。
It not only brought me sorrow, it brought sorrow to people who are close to me.
唔单止系为我自己带来忧愁痛苦，而且带为到我身边我最亲近嘅人嘅痛苦。
And if you really want true joy, rejoice in the Lord always.
如果要系真正嘅喜乐，就要喺主入边系恒久嘅喜乐。
Because He's the only one who can give you the joy that is unspeakable, that passes beyond all.Understanding.
因为只有神才能够给到出人意料的喜乐，同埋是超乎所有一切理解。
Pursue Him and not pursue a religion.
要追求神而不是追求一个宗教。
And the reason we don't have joy because we are pursuing a religion rather than we are pursuing Christ.
我们没有喜乐的原因是因为我们追求一个宗教而不是追求基督。
Because religions become a what?Cycle of duties that you do.
因为宗教就慢慢成为咗一个要出于责任咁去做嘅日复一日要做嘅事。
But a relationship with Christ is new every day. You experience new thing in that walk, that relationship with Him.
但系与基督嘅关系系每一天都系新嘅，每一天都系有你同佢嘅关系都系更新。
May God help us.
愿主帮助我哋。
And so revival is that relationship with God.
復興是與神的關係。
It all depends on your relationship with God.
完全 是視乎我們與神的關係。
Let's pray.
我們一起禱告。
親愛天父，我們感謝你，幫助我們更加明白你自己的話語和你的旨意在我們的身上。願我們可以做一個追求你的仆人，奉主耶穌的名求。阿門。